USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating a shooting at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket. The shooting at a King Soopers grocery store in South Boulder began Monday afternoon. Dean Schiller tells KDVR-TV what he saw on the scene.
We heard gunshots going off. It sounded like a heavy caliber type, maybe a shotgun.
KDVR also reporting that one police officer has been killed and two others wounded. There is an unconfirmed number of other casualties. Boulder police officers have also issued a shelter-in-place order for an apartment complex near the store while they respond to a report of an armed and dangerous individual in the area. At least one area high school has also been placed on lockdown, and evening classes at the University of Colorado Boulder have been canceled. The FBI and ATF have joined the investigation into the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A fourth vaccine against COVID may soon be available. AstraZeneca announcing Monday that the U.S. study on the shot it produced with the University of Oxford shows a 79% efficacy against symptomatic COVID-19. The company says its shots are safe and effective for all adults and that it will apply for an emergency use authorization from the FDA in April. Dr. Tom Frieden says the next important step is to send vaccines to doctors' offices. The former CDC director tells CNN that that could also speed up vaccination efforts.
But one really important issue is to get this vaccine into doctors' offices. That needs to happen. As vaccine supply becomes more available, particularly with the J&J and the AstraZeneca vaccines that don't require special frozen handling, being able to get this in your local doctor's office, at your local pharmacy, at a pop-up site, at a community vaccination center, all of those things are going to be really protective, because if we're not careful, we will indeed have avoidable illness and death.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump addressed the crisis on the border in a Monday interview. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Mainstream media and President Biden says all is well at the U.S.-Mexico border. One American isn't buying it. President Trump addresses the border crisis on Fox News Monday morning.
The people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers, you have a lot of very bad people coming into our country, and they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released, or they're already being released. Yesterday they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall, but they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the fourth day of the NCAA tournament started off with an upset as Oregon knocked off second-seeded Iowa 95-80. The overall number one seed Gonzaga also moving on after beating Oklahoma 87-71. And Ohio's Cinderella story has come to an end as the Bobcats fall to Creighton 72-58. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.